More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. You know, it seems to be a summer rite of passage here in Idaho. Getting a flat tire, whether it's on a bicycle, a stroller, even a wheelchair, from a goat head. Now, sometimes those goat heads even puncture our feet and even the feet of our furry friends. These spiky, nuisance-causing plants really are public enemy number one for any of us who enjoy the outdoors here in Idaho. And that's one of the reasons why Jimmy Halliburton, who is the founder of the Boise Bicycle Project, came up with a kind of different idea. It's the annual Goathead Festival, and it is right around the corner. Jimmy sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about the upcoming event. But also, we should tell you, during their conversation, it turned a bit to discuss what feels like an epidemic of serious and many times fatal bicycle versus vehicle crashes here in our area. So let's take a listen back to their conversation.
If you didn't grow up here, soon after you move to the Treasure Valley, you get a firsthand look at the dreaded goat head when it ends up puncturing one of your bicycle tires, or worse yet, ends up in the paws of your pets. But there is something to do about it. A wonderfully weird something to do about it, and that is the Goathead Festival, which has become one of the nation's biggest bicycle festivals. And here to talk all about that is Boise Councilman and Boise Bicycle Project Executive Director Jimmy Halliburton. We welcome him back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, George. And we'll just stick to Jimmy as the Boise Bicycle Project Executive Director for this one. But you nailed it. You know, people move to Boise, and I always claim that Boise has the potential to be the bicycle capital of America, but it sure can't be if everybody has a flat tire. And Boise seems to be sort of the epicenter for these goat heads, puncture vine, popping all sorts of tires. And we really decided a few years ago that we wanted to help get rid of these things and make it easier for people to ride and bike around. And we wanted to do it in a really, you know, wonderfully weird, as you put it, and fun way. So we started Boise Goathead Fest. As both a bicycle festival that gathers all kinds of riders on all types of bikes, and also a joint effort to get rid of thousands and thousands of pounds of goat heads. This is our 6th year, and now it is one of the largest bicycle festivals in the country.
That is a pretty ambitious goal, right? When I look at the website, you're talking about getting rid possibly of tons of goat heads. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I remember when we first were talking about this idea, and one of our staff members, Martha Brabeck, who is an expert at invasive species, was like, well, I'm not so sure about that. But over time, we've pulled about 10,000 pounds of goat heads every single year. And while we certainly haven't gotten rid of them around all over Boise, we have a few neighborhoods that we started pulling, usually neighborhoods that BDP donates a lot of bicycles to. We would go into those neighborhoods and we would always find the kids with flat tires, and we would fix tire after tire. And then we decided, hey, we better start doing something about this. And so as some people were fixing bikes, other people were pulling goat heads. And some of our lower income neighborhoods now have no goat heads in their neighborhoods. Wow. And so we know that we can eliminate them bit by bit by bit. And as we get more people out there pulling, as we get more strategic with it, there's actually a Boise State study right now and a bunch of folks from Boise State that are out there pulling. We really do think that we can make a dent. And, you know, if we can't eliminate them completely, we do think that we can keep them from spreading to areas that we don't really want them to be. So it's been very successful so far.
And it's a noble cause, but it's a blast. So for the newcomers, can you paint a word picture?
Yeah, well, pulling goat heads is a lot of hard work. The festival itself is not a lot of hard work. So on August 19th, we're having our 6th annual Boise Goathead Fest. And it kicks off with a massive bicycle parade. At 10:30, we want folks to show up for the parade. We also want them to register for it. But imagine 6,000 riders in costume on all sorts of different bicycles, sometimes decorated. And instead of a parade where you're watching on the side of the street, you're the star of the parade. And so people are you know, from all over the Treasure Valley. They come down on their bikes. We do a really fun kickoff show. This will be my last one this year since I'm retiring. And then they go for a big bike ride. It's about a mile and a half, 2 miles around the city of Boise. And then it comes back to Cecil B. Andrus Park. And then we've got just the most ridiculous festival, you know, that anyone's ever been to. We have stages that are powered by bicycle power, pedal powered stages. This year we have a wrestling match, a goat head themed wrestling match.
Okay.
Josh E. Soul is going to be down there for our headliner at the end of the day. There's all sorts of different pedal powered activities, you know, beer from Lost Grove, Just every single fun thing that you can possibly imagine, including a dance-off and a runway show that are two of my favorite things every year. So there's kind of something for everybody. But we tell people, you know, come down in costume. If you feel weird, it's okay. Everyone's going to look weird too. And so you'll all look like you belong together. And it really is. It's a magical day that celebrates every kind of rider on every type of bike. And, you know, really one of the more inclusive bicycle festivals you'll ever go to.
And for those elements where there are transactions, a fair amount of those funds go to the Boise Bicycle Project, yes?
Yeah, a lot of people forget that this is also a big fundraiser for BBP and that it costs a ton of money to put this festival on, about $100,000 per year to launch this festival. And so when people register for the parade, one, it helps us figure out how many people are actually riding in it. We can set new records every year. But people can also make a $5 or more donation. They get some bicycle patches and swag for that. When people drink beer, every single penny from the beer goes to the Boise Bicycle Project because Lost Grove donates all the beer. When people buy merch, you know, every single interaction that they have down there, every penny goes to the Boise Bicycle Project. It supports not only putting on the festival, but really all of our programs that help thousands of kids and families get on bicycles across the Treasure Valley.
And for the festival, we'll link to it on our website, but why don't you share your web address for the Goathead Fest?
Yeah, BoiseGoatheadFest.com. People can find all the information on there, when the parade starts, 10:30, when the final show is, 5 p.m., you know, and all the events that kind of go between. So go to the website. Please, please, please register for the parade. This is, again, the best way to support this festival and to support BBP is by registering. And then come down, have a ton of fun, wear your wildest, weirdest costume. Make sure that your bike's ready to go the day before so you're not figuring that out in the morning. But yeah, come down and celebrate, you know, all the wonderful folks that are part of, you know, Boise's tremendous bicycle community, and then all of the hardworking volunteers that have been pulling goat heads for the last several months.
I want to get serious just for a couple of minutes. So certainly you can keep your Boise Bicycle Project hat on, but to be sure, you are leadership at City Hall.
Yes, both are true.
There are too many people who have been on bikes or skateboards or on foot that have been in accidents and have been hit by vehicles. And in too many instances, there have been serious injuries. And in some instances, there have been fatalities. Can you assure us that something's being done and that if it's not the hottest topic and the most important topic to address, it's got to be near the top?
Yeah, you know, for me, George, it's the top. You know, there's nothing that's a bigger priority for me than to make sure that every single neighborhood and every single city is safe for people to ride. And I think that people universally agree on that. Everybody wants a kid to be able to ride their bicycle to school, to parks, around the neighborhood. Everybody wants to leave their door and to be able to go for a walk and feel safe and trust that their kids are going to be okay. Just this last Sunday, I was at Jaden's memorial, and I saw the other high schoolers that are going to their junior year, and they're going in there without one of their best friends, and, you know, talked with Jaden's mom and father, and, you know, the loss, it's, you know, it's deep. And that's, you know, one of, I think, eight other fatalities, bicycle or pedestrian related fatalities that we've experienced in the Treasure Valley this year. And we see stats like that across the country. It's clear that something has to be done. Something is being done. We have folks that are already coming together, kind of a cross-regional task force, to figure out, like, what is happening at these particular intersections? What can we do to solve the problems that led to these fatalities or serious injuries? But then how can we examine the issues that exist there and find out all of the other intersections that might have similar characteristics? And George, this is a long conversation. I'd love to talk about it more. Yeah, but it really comes down to one thing. It's how we use our roads and what we prioritize. And if we prioritize speed and convenience, you are always going to see terrible things happen on the street. If you prioritize safety and people first, and then speed and convenience second, you can eliminate these kind of fatalities. And it is a choice. It's the way that we design roads. It's the way that we enforce, you know, our rules of the road. And it's the way that we behave as drivers as we're using the road as well. And when we start to realize that safety for our people, no matter what sort of vehicle that they're using, is the number one priority, that's when we'll start making a difference. And that's something that we're working really, really hard at the Boise Bicycle Project and also at the city. So I appreciate that. I think that, you know, when we come together for Goathead Fest this Saturday, people will be feeling that. But they'll also be feeling the community that's there to support each other. And we also know that the more people riding their bikes out there, the safer it gets. There's sort of a safety in numbers aspect where when people get used to seeing bikes and people walking on the road, you see less crashes. And so we need to continue to address these issues, and we need to continue building the stronger community. That's exactly what Go Ahead Fest does. And that's exactly what we're trying to do as we address, you know, these infrastructure policy and safety concerns.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.